Hola.
Hi.
Bienvenidas a Super Mamás.
Super Mamás.
This is Paulina.
And this is Bricia. We're moms and sisters.
I have two beautiful girls, Krista, who's four, and Sabina, who's one.
And I have a handsome baby boy, Eduardo Santiago. And we welcome you into the Super Mama Sisterhood.
We're here to help one another, inspire one another, and support each other through the ups and downs of motherhood.
I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Okay, ¿listas?
Here we go. Hi, Super Mamas.
Hola.
So this week in the podcast, we have one of my favorite guests ever, Alicia from Alicia's Delicias on Instagram, the incredibly talented cookie queen.
Cookie master.
Cookie master is here with us today. And oh my gosh, we have the best
girl
talk with her.
Oh my God, she is the sweetest, most beautiful human being ever.
Like, she's just not talented and like strong woman and just everything. But once you guys hear like what her day is like.
Yeah.
I mean, from making incredible cookies.
Yes. And she quit her job to fully like be a mom full time for her daughter because she has special needs. And now she homeschools and she makes
amazing cookies.
And she makes cookies at night. Like, when does she ever have time for anything else? Like, you're a rock star, girl. Enjoy the show. Hello.
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 Hi, everybody. How are you all doing today?
It's freaking hot.
I know.
It's so hot. I'm sweating. You know, the other day, Krista was like, Mommy, I'm sweating like a pig.
She said that?
Yeah. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you know, like a pig. And I was like, I don't even know where she got that from. But she said she was sweating like a pig.
Sometimes I don't even know where kids... Wasn't there like a show or something? Like, kids say the darnest things or something?
Yeah. Every week, there's like different articles on things that like parents post about the things that their kids say during the week, and it's uh-huh. hilarious.
Really?
Hilarious.
Like what?
Like, I'm sweating like a pig. Yeah, they say the weirdest, funniest things. You know, like the other day that she was like, don't do that because I'm going to break and I'm going to die or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, I don't love you because my heart doesn't work. My heart is broken right now, so I can't love you.
Oh.
She's told me that before. I'm like, okay.
My baby just says, like, mas? Mas? Awa? Awa?
I know. I saw him
Ball?
Dance over the weekend.
Ball? He's so sweet, huh?
He's so sweet. It's so funny to see the three of them together because they have such different personalities.
I know.
Like, your son is so sweet and loving, and Sabina just completely has like a poker face. She has no emotion.
I know.
And Krista is just crazy right now. I'm telling you, she officially entered the nonstop talking.
Like, what does she say?
Anything. Like, anything just that's in her mind. Like, Mommy, do you remember that day that we saw that movie and that this and that? I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember. And she's like, well, yeah. And I saw it today in my school. So I think it's good, too, though, because every day I'm like, so what did you do in school? And she tells me. And she tells me what she did. And she tells me who she talked to. So I guess it's good because it's like there's starting to be more communication between me and her.
Oh,
which is cool. You know, I like that. I like that.
You like it for now until she really doesn't stop talking.
I know. Well, she talks more with her dad.
And, oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She's like, as soon as he walks in the door, she just will not stop. She wants to tell him every single thing that she did during the day.
Like
and
what?
And everything's about him, you know? I realize like, it's weird because everything at school, like all her, what do you call it? Her work?
Her drawings.
Her drawings. Everything's her and daddy, her and daddy, her and daddy, her and daddy. And the other day she made a book for him for Father's Day. And it's like, how old is your dad? And she was like, 4. No, 55. She put that he was 55. 55? I was like, you kind of are.
Damn, Paulina.
You kind of act like you're 55. It's like, oh, you're all the favorite things about daddy. And I was like, what about mom? Like, you never bring me anything about me. Like, for Mother's Day.
What did she do for Mother's Day?
I don't even remember. I think she did like
that's
a drawing.
That's why she doesn't do things for you. Because you don't
she
remember
didn't do
them.
A whole book about for me. Oh, you know, like at the end of the school, like when she graduated, they gave us a book with all her work.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave it to her dad. She's like, Daddy, this is for you. I made this for you. I was like, great.
I'll just be here.
I'll just leave. You know, I'm just whatever.
I'll just leave you two alone.
I guess because I'm the mean one. I don't know.
Are you mean?
I mean, I'm not mean, but I'm the strict one in the house with them. I'm the one that's with them all the time, and I'm the one that disciplines them, and I'm, you know, daddy comes and...
Well, maybe you shouldn't. Why don't you just let Ramiro deal with tantrums because when he's there?
Not, well, I mean, because when he's there, he's like, it's okay, Prince, and like, there is, I don't know. But you know, it's funny because I tell her, like, if she's crying or something, or there's something that she did, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to tell dad. You did this? Nah, don't tell my daddy. Like, okay, fine. You
oh,
know?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, she, I don't know. Whatever. And it's the same thing with Tamina, too. Like, now I've seen it. Like, she's super attached to me. But as soon as dad walks in, daddy, daddy, daddy. Whatever.
With me, it's the same thing at home, actually. I think we're talking about the same thing. Like, in the mornings when... They walk into the room because my husband goes in the mornings, gets him his bottle, changes his diaper, brings him to the room. I'm usually out of the shower by now. And I come home like, honey. And he's like, oh. And he turns around and holds on to his dad really, really tight. Like, don't let me go.
It's like, oh, no, there she comes.
Yeah, like, there she comes to ruin our morning. I'm at the point where I'm like, fine, I didn't want to hug you anyway. Stay with daddy.
I know. Anyway, how was your weekend?
How was my weekend? It was wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I attended a conference called She Rises by Got Chicks.
Yes.
And with mom. I went with mom Friday night and Saturday all day. And then Sunday, I watched the season finale of Game of Thrones.
Oh, somebody posted something.
Oh, my God. It was epic. For all of you guys, I don't think I've ever mentioned in the podcast how big of a fan of Game of Thrones I am.
I think you have, maybe.
I don't know. Huge fan, though. Like I watch YouTube videos about Game of Thrones. Like, I watch conspiracy theory videos. I read blogs about Game of Thrones. I, like, look at, like, the map and, like, try to figure out, like, the family heritage and, like, listen to, like... I mean, I am a huge Game of Thrones fan. And it was the season finale and Elizabeth came over to watch it at the house. So that was fun. But I went to the conference with mom Friday and Saturday. It's called She Rises, brought together by our pastor, Holly Wagner. And it was incredible. Like, I felt so... I mean, empowered always when I, you know, go to a conference like that. But I just felt so like, just like everything's going to be okay,
yeah,
kind of mode. I think that's sort of like what I received from it. Like, it was just like, why do I have to worry so much about things? And like, this, you know, obviously the social's coming up. Hey, get your tickets, ladies. So sometimes I'm just kind of like, oh my God, like getting stressed out about it. And I'm like, no, everything's going to be fine. Like,
dude, I'm so upset about
I don't want to get stressed out. Like, I don't want to stress. Like, I just want to, I know everything's going to work out. It doesn't mean I don't have to work hard, but like, everything's going to be fine. And everything's going to be fine, ladies. Whatever you're going through life right now, like, just, you know, everything will work itself out. Like, there's no need to worry. And worriness only causes you to be more tense, and worriness doesn't fix anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I got from it. And on Sunday morning, we went to this restaurant, this vegan restaurant called Gratitude, at the Arts District in LA. And, you know, it's one of these like farm to table, like super like,
yeah, I've been to the one
hipster restaurants. Large one. And they always give you like a question of the day here to think about while you eat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the question, they were like, what are you letting go of? That was like the question of the day. And I was like, huh. So my husband and I were like talking about what we were letting go of. And I shared with him everything I learned from the conference. And I was like, I am going to let go of weary, of like being weary, like just being worried like above things, like I need to trust that everything's gonna be fine, whatever it is that's happening. Like, I can't stress about anything. Like, I just need to like have faith that everything will work itself out. So
I'm just more and more, I'm becoming more and more sad that I didn't get to stay or go to the whole thing. because it always like helps so much, and I look forward to it every year. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, I had to leave within 2 hours of getting there. I had to go, and I was like seriously crying in the car on my way home because I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm missing it. Like, the taxi driver, I was like, are you okay, ma'am? And I was like, yes, I'm fine. Just take me home. But it is what it is, you know.
But I think you got whatever you needed to get. And that's the thing. Like, you know, I'm sure you left for a reason, whatever that reason yeah. was. And, you know, you should read her book.
No, I am. And I think they actually post the conference online. So I'm like, okay, I'm waiting for it because I really want to see. And I know that the energy that is in that, in the... What do you call it?
The
venue yeah. in the room. It's amazing. And just the 2 hours that I was there, I was like, I really, really liked the message. And
oh, yeah, because you got to see the marriage message, right?
I did.
About
I did. And I was like, I seriously, I like you said, it spoke to me. And I actually was talking to my, you know, when I got home, actually, I thought, you know, I was really upset. But when I got home and I talked to my husband, and he was so nice and supportive with me and hugged me and was like, oh, don't worry, we're a team, we're gonna make this work. I was like, what? Like, I was so like, I was grateful because I was like, oh my God, like, you know, it was good. So right. that was the part that I'm taking away from, that I'm gonna take away from the conference. So it was good too. But I'm looking forward to next year already.
I know.
It's great.
I can't believe she's already selling tickets for next year.
I know. I was like, what?
That's what we should do for Super Mamas.
Yes.
Super Mamas 2017, guys. Anyway, we have a great,
yes.
great, 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 great show for you guys today. Alicia's Delicias, owner of Alicia's Delicias. Alicia, owners of Alicia's Delicias. You guys, she is incredible. Oh my God. We were so grateful and so thankful that she took the time to come. And we can't wait to get to her interview.
Yes.
So without further ado, here is our interview with the amazing
Alicia's Delicias. Hello.
Well, my sister and I are sharing mics today, and she's sick, so forgive if it sounds weird. I'm like trying to get away from her, like, oh. I think we're fine.
We're okay. We share the same womb.
I guess we kind of did.
We're not at the same time.
We came out of the same place. Isn't that weird to think about?
Ew. Yeah.
Like, we came out of the same hole. My husband's currently writing a movie, and he's got this one line that one of his, I hope he doesn't get upset that I'm sharing this. I don't know. I'm sure he won't. He won't even listen. But he has this one line that one of his characters say that says, "Life's, la vida es un hoyo. Sales de un hoyo, comes por un hoyo, escuchas por un hoyo, te vas por un hoyo," or something like that. And I'm like, that kind of makes sense.
It's true.
Life's a hole.
Life's a hole.
Just try to fill it. Full of water. Or not. Just try to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
And what better way to fill it up than with delicious cookies?
Delicious.
Our guest today is the one and only Alicia's Delicias. What's up, girl?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are so happy to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Welcome to the Super Mama world. Welcome to my home.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful up here.
Thank you. And thank you for your beautiful gift. I was just like surprised. But first, we had some technical issues. So when you came in, I was just like in another space. I was just like, what is this? The computer not working? But then I saw your cookies and I was like, okay, your piñata cookie. Can you explain to everybody what I'm looking at right now?
It's a burro, piñata shape, mm-hmm. and so it's a cookie. And then what I did is I covered it with a thin layer of fondant, and I took wafer paper and I shredded the wafer paper and fringed it It's all painted, individually painted wafer paper. And then I just adhered all the fringe onto it. So it's actually like paper.
Wow.
It looks like a mini piñata. And yeah. It looks like it's paper. And when I saw it, I was like, wait, can I eat this paper?
You know what? I was kind of secretly like just saying like, oh my, when she comes in, I'm going to be like, do you think you can make us some Super Mama's cookies? And then she gave me one. I was like, oh my God.
She made a Super Mama cookies. And then she gave us also a Friducha. Right? This is at Raggedy Tiff's, Jessica's Raggedy Tiff's. People know her as Raggedy Tiff. Raggedy Tiff's Friducha.
The baby one.
And it's the cutest little Frida cookie. I know. With three beautiful flowers on top. What are the flowers made of?
A fondant.
What is fondant?
Fondant is like, it's like sugar with like sugar. A mallow kind of consistency, like a marshmallow consistency. A lot of people cover their wedding cakes with it. It's nice and smooth. That's probably why I cover my cookies with it. Because I used to be a person who makes cakes, like a caker, so to speak.
Baker caker,
yeah. And so I came from the cake world, so that's how come I use fondant.
How long have you been doing this?
And how did you... Okay, hold on. Before we get started, if you're not following Alicia's Delicias on Instagram, you are missing out. I love looking at your feed. You have like... I love the way you just make cookies look like they're not cookies. Like it's something I have never seen before.
How about that elote?
What about that mango with chile?
Mango con chile. Like
that would have tripped me out because I would be expecting to eat a mango, but then I'm having like a cookie. That would trip me out.
I know.
But anyway, how'd you get started and when did you start doing and like tell us the history of Alicia's Delicias?
Okay, well I can go back as far as probably 8 years old. 8 or 9. My mother is an artist. She's a beautiful artist, actually. And she used to make cakes for us because we didn't like the store-bought cakes, you know, and then the bakery cakes were so expensive. So my mom figured she can make her own. And so I soon kind of started partnering with her and I would frost and pipe and we learned together. We learned the old-fashioned like way of cake decorating. And it just kind of blossomed from there. I just really took on cakes. I learned how to paint on wafer paper when I was really young. I think I started using wafer paper when I was like 12.
What is wafer 13? Paper?
it's a play on rice paper, the old Japanese rice paper, but it's made with potato starch. So it's kind of, it's strong. It's not as brittle and it can be moved. It's really popular right now.
Wait, is wafer paper like the wafer from church?
Kind of. It's a little bit thinner, but yeah, it is.
But it's essentially the same.
I'm not sure exactly.
Like what oblea?
Yes, like kind of like that with the caramel in the middle.
Gotcha.
With the cajeta.
Yeah.
The cajeta in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like that. And I know they sell them individually. People use them for like, they put them on like cakes and stuff. They sell them in sheets. People print on them, like edible printers.
What? There's edible printers? Oh, yeah.
There's edible inks and stuff. Oh, yeah. People print on them all the time. There are some people out there who make amazing wafer paper flowers and cover their cakes in them and stuff.
Well, I did hear there are 3D printers now that like 3D print food.
Yes.
That's I heard that.
Yeah,
I know. Is that what it is?
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure that those 3D printers probably could print out something that's wafer paper-like, but no, that's not what it is. The 3D printers kind of like are these printers that have edible inks inside them, and they print just like a normal jet.
What are the edible inks made out of?
Just food coloring, like food dyes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just always wondering like, should I be eating this? But, you know, thank you for saying that. I might.
That's a different conversation. Keep going with your story.
It's, I discovered wafer paper, like, when I was 12 or 13, it just kind of blossomed for me. I realized that I could paint on these things, and it was just mind-opening for me because I grew up in such an artful household. And it was fun. It just kind of bloomed from there. And I did cakes for so long, like from then until like when I moved out here. I think by the time 07 came around and my daughter
out was here born. From?
Oh, from the Bay Area. I'm actually from San Jose. And I moved out to San Diego. And
how old were you?
When I moved?
Mm-hmm.
20.
Wow.
See, that takes guts.
It does. It was scary.
That
was
takes guts.
Very scary, actually.
And we share a common friend, which is Jessica, aka Raggedy Tiff. And she, when she told me she moved too, around the same age, I believe.
Yeah.
I think I shared this before. To me, it's so scary because I lived in the same place for such a long time. Like, I moved from Oaxaca when I was like 10. Mm-hmm. That doesn't count because it made me, you know, I moved with my parents.
Right.
But like to move to a new city when you know nobody.
Yeah, and you're by yourself.
That just takes so much from a person. And it speaks so much on like a someone's personality, you know?
It was hard, you know? I was grateful that my younger brother came with me, so, and his friend, which is like my other younger brother. So I felt like I still had family with me, but mm-hmm. it was still scary because we were young. We didn't know what we were doing.
You guys were young.
Yeah.
20 years old.
And so when you moved to San Diego from the Bay Area, did you start making cakes? Did you see how you're like, you would hustle and make cakes, or did you?
No, I made them for friends, and I still got a job. You know, I worked in different retail and hotel establishments, and so I made friends there, and I just made them cakes for fun and just said, hey, look what I can do. It's what I used to do with my mom. And, you know, and I met my friend, which is now my husband, and he would actually get involved and help me make some cakes. He thought it was fun. And we found a little cake shop to go shopping for supplies. And I don't know. I just kind of did it for fun. And then it just turned out to be, we did competitions and it grew. And then, you know, we got married. And then after that, it was like we had our kid. And
did you bake your own wedding cake?
No. I just, I did not want to go through that stress because I baked my own quinceañera cake. And
you did? Oh my God.
That was stressful. Me and my mom were freaking out a little bit about that. But
did
it was,
you make it all intricate? Like, was it like a...
It looked like a traditional quince cake. It was just
how
like...
How many tiers?
There was probably like, there was three main like pedestals, but then on top there was probably two on one layer. So uh-huh. there was probably four.
Like, one of those like, wow. Oh, like traditional.
Yeah, like very yeah. like Wilton's traditional yeah. quince yeah. cake with the fluff and the tulle yeah. around it and everything.
And the quinceañera on top.
And the quince girl on top, yeah.
Did you have all the chambelanes also on the cake?
I did not because I didn't. I actually didn't have a parade with me. It was just mm-hmm. me. It was very small. I told my parents I would dial it down and keep it as small as, because I have a huge family, so I kind of had to dial it down a little bit because it would
that's
have
what I did
ridiculous.
Too. Ended up being huge. I did not want a quinceañera, and my parents forced me to have one.
That's so funny because I don't think my parents wanted me to, but I forced them. I was like, I want one, please.
No, they really forced me to. I went to buy my dress the day before the quinceañera.
Oh my gosh.
So you got married.
So yeah, I ended up getting married in 2004. And
what's your husband's name?
Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard. You have a very talented wife. You're a lucky
beautiful.
Man.
Oh, thank you.
Great hair, may I add.
Great hair. I'm like, can't stop staring.
I'm jealous of her hair. When I saw her, I just turned around and I randomly said, you have really good hair. I didn't even say hi to you. I was just like, you have good hair.
You're making me blush.
Drink some wine. It'll go away.
I know. No, I my husband has actually been super supportive. He even helped compete with me in a lot of competitions in La Jolla. So we did a lot of cake competition and stuff, which is super fun.
Is it like the Food Network, you know, when you compete with the cakes with the time and all that
stuff? No, it was not as stressful as that. It's you just brought your showpiece. It was essentially like a showpiece thing, and you bring it in and you... but we did get judged by some Food Network people, which was really cool. So I got first place for sculpting 1 year. So it was really exciting to...
What did your cake look like?
It was a stack of books.
Wow.
yeah, with like, it was like a pop-up book on the top. It was very, Edgar Allan Poe, like kind uh-huh. of, kind of like not scary or sad, but just very morbid, like in a way, not gruesome at all, but just like...
You had to share a picture with us.
Yes. I think I have one. But
and we'll totally share it on our website, supermamaspodcast.com.
Okay. Yeah. I was very proud of that one because it was the category was sculpting, and I was really getting into sculpting at that time. And I was really just so grateful that the Food Network people, the judges, had such nice things to say about it. And
I can't even make pancakes.
Okay, I don't seem to have that one on my phone, but here's some of my sculpted ones.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
This is not even fair for the rest of the world.
I mean, this is a phone. This is a cake.
So it actually
looks not a phone.
It looks kind of similar to the stacked books there.
It's like a DJ. It's a DJ turntable.
A DJ turntable. There's a Dodgers hat, a stack of books.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Pause for a second.
Wait,
did you not? Please don't tell me that iPod is a cake.
No, the iPod is a gum, like gum paste, which is also candy.
Wait, hold on. So you made that iPod?
I did.
And you made that monster can?
Yes.
Whoa.
Everything's all hand-cut.
And the tickets?
Yes, everything's hand-cut and okay. hand-painted.
We have to share this on our website, but I'm looking at a Dodger hat next to a baseball with two Dodger tickets, and it's all edible.
Yes, and the baseball is actually chocolate. You know those orange chocolate balls that break apart into orange pieces.
Oh my God.
You know those things? You know,
oh
that
my
you buy
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I bought that and I covered it with fondant because I thought it would be fun for him to crack it open and like have all that.
Wow.
Jeez.
That was fun.
So you come from a family of artists.
Well, yeah, my mom is an artist. A lot of my cousins have so much talent, and my uncles and aunties, a lot of them sculpt, a lot of them make stuff. And it's just,
do you think that's just like a gene?
It might be. I don't know. It might. On my dad's side, they're just very aware and very like, what is it called? Like my dad is so good at aligning things up. He's just so good at building things, like with great structure and really great presence. So I just feel like I get it from both sides of the family. So
I'm
much talent
you,
on both
I can't
sides.
Even
so.
Make pancakes.
I can teach you to make pancakes.
You can even draw a chicken.
I can't even draw. I can't even draw. Like that's just. I am no creative at all.
My mom has often told me that she thinks the reason why I became an artist is because she took painting classes when she was pregnant with me. She thinks I was listening the whole time.
Note, side note for my next child. Okay, we're straying away per usual, us women.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so you got married, you won your competition for structure.
Yeah. And then
at this time you had a full-time job.
Yeah, oh well, yeah, the whole time I've been working full-time, you know, and everything.
So what is your profession?
Well, my profession has always been kind of like either retail sales. It's always kind of been that like event planning, like whether the hotel mm-hmm, business mm-hmm. or anything like that. I always enjoyed that kind of organizational kind of job. We had kids. I still worked because, you know, we needed to work. And I just realized that doing cakes with kids was just too hard. Especially with my, it was just too hard.
That sounds like a show, Cakes with Kids.
Cakes with Kids. It's so hard. I you know, totally bow down to the girls who, and men who out there who do cakes and they have kids and they do it as a full-time job. It's really hard. And I don't have family out here to kind of, you know, that village, you know, to say, hey, yeah. Mom, watch my kids. So that's, you know, that's always a challenge.
But soon
too.
You will.
Yes, I will soon, hopefully. My older daughter, she's special needs. So that also kind of puts a little bit more pressure on to making sure that she's always my priority. So I decided to kind of take a break from cakes, a hiatus. And during my hiatus of cakes, I discovered cookies. And
Because doing a piñata is so much easier than doing a cake, right?
You know what? And quite honestly, I know it sounds wrong, but it kind of is because
look at this. I can't even. This is like a. I don't even know how to explain it. It's okay. Number one, Lola gave me one of your cookies. I never ate it.
Oh no! Oh no!
And she was like, "Please eat it." I was like, "I can't eat this."
No, I know. I don't want
to
eat
this.
It.
This needs to be like. I can't. It would be almost like killing somebody.
Oh, no.
It's too beautiful.
They're
to
meant
eat.
To be eaten. And I promise they are good. I really do enjoy.
No, I don't doubt that.
I don't doubt it for a second. Like, I actually never. Lola's going to kill me because she was like, you better eat it. I was like, no, I can't.
Well, good. Now you can have these ones. And try.
But it's a Super Mama cookie. I don't want to eat it. I want to put it in my vitrina.
Yeah. I'm going to put it in a display right here so everybody could see it. How did you discover cookies?
Well, I have always actually made cookies with my for my nieces and nephews, like for Christmas and stuff, and I've always loved it. I just was really horrible at royal icing. It just was really,
which is
royal icing is like a meringue type of icing that hardens really hard, and mm-hmm. you have to get the right consistency to make it look poofy and really pretty. And I tried and tried and tried, and I just was really bad at it. So my husband just suggested, he's like, why don't you just cover it with fondant? He's like, you know, you do your cakes, like, don't you think? Because you know how to sculpt with it, you might as well try. So I just got my pasta roller out, and I just started rolling really thin pieces, and I would cookie cut them out to the same shape. And that's when I was like, well, you know what? I can use the royal icing to spread just like I would with buttercream or, you know, to spread on a cake.
You're speaking like a total foreign language.
Oh,
to me.
Sorry. Yeah.
I'm following.
So buttercream, you know, usually to put on a cake first, and then you put the fondant on to stick.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Okay.
So cool. I pretty much did the same. I used the royal icing that I had left over because it wasn't the right consistency, and I just spread it onto the cookie, and I stuck the fondant on, and it was almost like a revelation for me. I was like, oh my gosh, now I know what I'm working with because this is a medium I know. You know,
yeah.
I know fondant.
Right,
I know
right,
how
right.
to paint on it. I know how to sculpt it and manipulate it. And it just worked.
Now, have you ever thought of like, well, one, do you sell like art pieces like done by you? Like, are you an artist by trade? Like, if I gave you canvas and like watercolors, are you just going to bust out with like Van Gogh?
No. I probably could if you put the pressure on me, but I'm not, I don't, that's not what I do. I'm not an artist by trade. I never really dabbled in that. I've always.
Because these are all hand drawn.
Yeah, they're all hand painted, yeah.
With brushes.
With brushes, yeah.
So essentially.
So I am like, I guess you say like an artist. Just it's on edible, like an edible canvas instead of like an actual canvas.
That is incredible.
Yeah. I've actually had people ask me to remake their cookies, but in like clay form to make them look like a cookie.
Right.
But in clay that they can keep. And
because I was about to ask, that was my second question. Like, could you make something like almost like, I would say kind of like a talavera? Because I've seen your talavera cookies. That was a given, I'm sure. Like that was on it. But I don't know. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Again, it's hard to eat. So aww. Sometimes maybe somebody would want something a little bit more like, I don't know.
To keep. Yeah, I mean, to keep. Yeah, I know people have asked me. They wanted to like.
Vitrina, I told you.
They've had people actually ask me if they could lacquer it. And I just don't know what that would do to the fondant. So I always tell them no. I was like, I wouldn't lacquer it. I would just let it get stale. I don't think it's. I've kept cookies around for a while just because it's my samples. And I've never seen them really get like moldy just because it's a lot of sugar in it, you right. know, and there's salt in it too. So I'm thinking that's why they don't mold, but, and there's really no moisture where I keep them. So yeah, I just tell them just keep them, just to keep them out of sun because then they'll fade, you know, the colors will start to fade if you keep them in the sun.
That is incredible. In your book through October.
Yes.
That is another crazy thing.
I know. It is June.
Yeah. and your baby, because I tried to get you for my baby's birthday.
Yes.
And you were booked. And I was like,
I'm already booked her for my kid's birthday in October.
I should book you for my baby's second year of birthday.
We should talk about it now. Yeah.
So what is like a day in your life look like? I mean, you know, you're booked through October. So how, you know, what is?
If cakes with kids is hard, how is cookies with kids?
Well, it's a little bit easier because cookies are done in stages because you have to, we'll bake them one day and then frost them the next day. And then, you know, before you go to the next stage, you got to let them dry. So I feel like I can do these things like at night when everyone's sleeping and like seal them up in a nice, sealed container and then come back to them the next day. And I usually paint at night when everyone's sleeping. So I kind of take care of my family during the day and then I just put them to bed and then I bring out the bottle of wine and I start to paint.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun actually because it's my time.
It's and like you're relaxing.
Relaxing time. It's just, you know, put on some Netflix and I just, you know, put on some, you know, either Netflix or music and just sit there and paint and it's just relaxing. It's my time to get away. It's a quiet house. It's nice.
That's nice.
We totally skipped through the part when you quit your job.
Oh, yes. Okay. So my oldest daughter is autistic and she has had, you know, a lot of issues at school. And so we decided to take her out of the after school daycare. And so I quit my job so I can be there for her when she got off the bus. And that helped it a little bit, you know, and she kind of knew I was home. So I think it really bothered her that she couldn't be home with me. And so the anxiety got higher and higher. And, you know, again, I wanted to make sure that she was my priority. So I decided to fully just quit everything. My job and, you know, daycare with my little one and just stay home with her. And we pulled her out of school and we homeschool her now. So my time with her during the day is just my time with her and my little one.
And how old are your kids?
The Ella, the oldest one is 9 and she's 8. She will be 9 this year. And then the little one's 3. She'll be 4 in September.
So you homeschool both of them?
I do.
How is that? We've never had a mom in the show like that homeschools.
I got some really great advice from a cousin who has 5 kids and she homeschools all of them.
Wow.
Wow. 5 children?
She does.
She homeschools.
She is a super mama.
Wait.
Super mama.
I think we've heard from her at some point. I don't think there's many people out there with 5 kids who homeschool.
There's not.
I think she sent a message.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe not.
Probably not.
But maybe.
She doesn't have time.
She doesn't have time for phones or anything to listen to stuff, so.
So tell me a little bit. I'm always been curious about homeschooling. Yeah. You know, I you know, we're always like, oh my God, daycare and school and preschool and this and that. Like, how is it? What is it like?
It's interesting. It's a lot of work and then it's 24/7. It's like just constantly learning. There's so many different ways that you can homeschool. And I'm trying to be more of an advocate by learning more, but I still am. Like, you know, some moms who have been doing it for years know a lot more than me. I've only been doing it this 1 year. And I got a lot of great advice from my cousin, who told me that the options that I could do. So I've decided to do an unschooling. So just to give you a background, there's like homeschool with the school district where they mm-hmm. support you. And then there's homeschool charter. I believe you can go to a charter school part time and then homeschool the other time. And then there's homeschool traditional, like the curriculum that you follow along, like, you know. And then I think there's unschooling, which is something that's been kind of new the last maybe 5 years or so. So I've decided that with Ella and her condition, the way she thinks, the way she learns, I felt that unschooling was going to be the way to go, which means that we don't follow any curriculum, but we do follow the guidelines of the state and make sure that we get all those subjects in for her age range and that we're hitting all of the subjects. We just hit them all in a different way. We learn by doing, by going out, by taking field trips, you know, talking about the interesting things that she wants to talk about and not about following a worksheet.
I've been curious about this, the homeschooling, because at some point they either go to college or something, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you get like, is there a specific place that you have to go and say, oh, I'm going to go home, I'm going to homeschool right now, I'm going to start homeschooling. Now, give me the curriculum, I'll follow it, then you test my kid, or how does that work?
Well, with the unschooling, there's no test. There's okay. no grades, there's not any of that. I think if I do want her to go to college and she needs the actual, like, kind of transcripts, mm-hmm. then I would have to go, like, through high school, send her to a charter to kind of help her get that transcripts. Like, for instance, my cousin is actually, her older kids are now in junior high going prepping for high school, and she doesn't, you can write the transcripts yourself, really. In California, you have that option to write them yourself. But she wanted them to be legitimate from someone else, not biased from like a mom, you know, like a college going, your mom wrote these transcripts.
Yeah. Like AAAA.
Right. Yeah. So she gave them the option, and I guess her son really wanted to try the school thing. So he's going to a charter high school part-time and then part-time at home. So he does get the grades from the teacher and projects wow. and stuff. So it's really nice. So it's kind of exciting for her, I think, because it's putting her what she's done from all these years into motion. And I must say, those kids are ridiculously smart and ridiculously talented and calm and just such beautiful kids. And so I'm really proud of my cousin. I feel like she's really done great with that. So it made me feel confident that I could do this too.
Are you thinking about your second kid also doing homeschooling all the way?
Yes, I actually think that she's really grasping on. Like, for instance, we learned the abacus recently, and she is like now being able to count in threes rather than like one, two, three. Now she kind of pulls aside three toys.
And how old is she?
She's three, going to be four. She's wow. pretty much almost four. And it's just, I think it's just because we play. We use it in play. We use it when we're playing with her toys, like Shopkins or whatever she's into. And we'll just start counting like the Shopkins. So every opportunity, even if it is in play, is a learning opportunity, I've realized.
Did you have to like go to like a class or something yourself, or no?
No, you just register with the state and let them know that you're going to be homeschooling and register your child's name and everything in the school that you're doing.
And let's say that you have your transcript. Let's say you homeschool all the way through high school, right? And you still have to take an SAT, right, to get to college?
See, that's the thing. I don't really know that part yet because I haven't gotten there. Oh,
okay, got it.
And that's something that I'm still learning. And I, you know,
because I'm what if grasping. You just kill it on your SATs and then you have your transcript from your mom? I think yeah. at the end of the day, it's all about like really...
I'm pretty sure kids go. I mean, I know a lot of kids who have been homeschooled that have great careers and have bachelor degrees and stuff like that. So I think it really depends on how the parent, you know, writes the transcript. And again, it's probably learning and being an advocate. I think you have to really try and your hardest to not just learn about it and do it. It's about really living it and like, I don't know, really embodying it in your home. It's like a lifestyle change, really.
Yeah, because I mean, I can't even imagine what your day is like because you really have no time off.
No.
Do you like purposely like schedule in vacations for yourself?
I haven't had the time to. It's really hard to get anyone to watch my oldest. It's really, she's okay. And sometimes when she starts the day, she's fine. But then when she realizes that she's not with me for so long, she starts to get kind of angry. And then she's just a mess. Her whole world just kind of starts to unravel. So it's really hard for me just to leave her with anybody. Mm-hmm. So when my parents do come to live here, you know, I plan to try and help train them a little bit to kind of get to know Ella in a different way. So that way they can be supportive as well for her.
Because, and you can take a break.
And then I can actually take a break after 8 years, almost 9 years of not having any breaks.
So with Ella, is it about consistency with her autism? Is that the way it works?
It's very consistent. And I could tell in weeks that maybe I am busy with like huge orders, and sometimes I'll have to make errands during the day, you know, go to the store or something. And you could tell it just throws her day off. And she's just like, why are we doing this? How come we're not going to the zoo? Or why aren't we playing this? Or why aren't we crafting? Because she, or cooking, she loves cooking. So it's just those things. If I'm not doing those things with her, she does get a little
I love that she loves to cook. Eventually you're like, you can make me dinner and I'll be here making cookies.
She actually, I think that's one thing she's grasped on. She loves watching like the Food Network, like Chopped.
Iron Chef. Chopped.
The Chopped, and then the Chopped Junior. She loves those competitions. She wants to be on it so bad, and she wants to cook. And so I decided to even take on like our cooking class. Is, you know, certain days we'll do cooking class, and we learn math while we cook. We learn reading while we cook. We learn comprehension while we cook.
That is incredible.
We also learn budgeting, because I'll tell her we have this much money. Let's go see if, you know, making a list and going grocery shopping. And so it's like social skills and learning about, you know, buying from people, maybe the transfers and that kind of thing of the currencies. So I feel like every opportunity in life is like a learning opportunity, you know?
That's my dog. That, I just learned something new, because you're right. Yeah. I think parents that do traditional like school, you know, it's like you have your kid and then you don't think about like, maybe if we're going to the zoo, we can, on the drive, we can count how many blue cars we see on the way there, for example, right?
Exactly, totally.
And you make it into a game or something.
You do.
But they're learning like through life.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the way we are as as like grown-ups.
Yeah. And actually, some people actually have said that that's actually one of the best ways to learn. I know some old philosophers back, a long time ago used to say that the best way to learn is from your family. I think a lot of kids who grew up on farms too, they tend to know a little bit more than, maybe are a little bit more mature than some of us city kids, because then they kind of learn a little bit more about like life skills, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy.
Responsibility, I guess, is my word.
I was talking to my sister the other day, and I was telling her that my daughter had like a huge meltdown the other day because she couldn't write her name. I think I would be a horrible teacher at home. Seriously, it just takes a special kind of person.
But you learn.
Yeah, but it just things like, you know, you're so calm, your presence is so calm, you know, she's very calm, like... I think, you know, it just takes a different special person to homeschool, you know? That's what I think. I don't think I would be a good teacher at home.
I think maybe given, like, the situation, you probably, I mean, you know?
I think if push comes to shove, because I didn't think I could do this. And sometimes I do doubt myself still, you know? And I keep, you know, I'll call my mom and cry. I don't know if I could do this, you know? And I'm just, like, crying. And she's like, no, you can. You're doing it. It's just... there's days that are hard, and there's days where you just don't want to do anything, and it's like, yep, sorry, day off today, we're not doing anything today, we'll continue tomorrow, you know? And you know, sometimes that does happen, and it's a day of just sitting around.
And I can tell, like now going back to how we originally started the conversation, I can totally see how making your cookies, it's like not work.
No, it's not work.
It's your time to have your wine,
yes,
and paint and like do something beautiful for yourself.
Yeah. It's I think it's me taking care of myself while I'm giving something great to someone who is like looking forward to it. And that's the best part, is when someone wants me to get creative and do something custom. I feel like that's like my favorite thing to do, when someone gives me the reins and says, I want this theme, you know, do something great. And it makes me, my mind kind of go, and I'm like, oh, and I think about it constantly. And I'm like, what can I do? And what colors? And that's my favorite part.
I'm going to start thinking of a challenge for her.
Yeah.
Please, I am going to drink out of her wine glass and see if I got some of those art jeans in a little bit. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will have our Patterns to Pattern segment brought to you by Seventh Generation. We'll be right back. Our Patterns to Pattern segment brought to you by Seventh Generation, where we ask our beautiful guests to share with us a generational pattern they are currently either working on to break, or they've broken, or they want to do it. Alicia's.
I really think in the generation gap between my generation, my mom's generation, I think is awareness about your kids and awareness about mental health is huge for me. I think ever since I saw something different about my oldest, Ella, hearing from my family, oh, she's fine, don't worry. I knew in my heart something was different about her. And to get it checked and to get that diagnosis made me feel like I can't just be like the rest of my family that says, oh, don't worry about it, she'll grow out of it, and like go to the wayside. I think this is where our society needs a little bit more hyper-awareness of mental issues or mental health or developmental issues, you know? And so, I don't know, I think that I keep making more awareness around, like, I'm not afraid to talk about it. I'm not scared to tell people that my child has autism. I always tell my cousins, and now a lot of them are asking questions about now their grandkids, you know, hey, Alicia, you know, my grandson's doing this, your cousin, and what do you think? And it's nice to know that they want to learn a little bit more. So I'm trying to change that. And not that my parents or anybody did anything wrong. It's just, it was just a generational thing, you know, yeah. You just kind of don't talk about it. Kind of like what
he's mentioning to you. That, you know, I think sometimes we're afraid of the unknown, yeah. You know? And I think, you know, our parents always just want to keep everything nice, and they don't want anything unknown. And I think that's what happens sometimes. Right. But I think we need to talk about these kind of things, because the sooner you find out, and you can give your daughter or your kids, you know, the attention they need, like you said, you know.
Right.
So I think it's very important. Right. It's a great parent.
And I actually grew up with a lot of anxiety myself, and not that my parents never wanted to help me. They always did. They just didn't know what to do or where to start. It was kind of a daunting task, like, oh, what do we do with her, you know? And so it was just kind of like, I think people do get scared of that. And I think that that's what needs to break. Don't be scared. Just always question it.
And if you need to go to therapy, go to therapy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. No, I don't think anyone should be ashamed of any conditions that they have. I think maybe that's the thing that needs to change, is not being ashamed and really talk about it. I think it's important for all of our families to know what you have, because we all have the same gene pool, right? So we all can share, you know, same things.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. And for more information on 7th Generation, don't forget to visit their website at 7thgeneration.com. And if you happen to use their products, which my sister and I do, Lucy, look, I got my dishwashing soap right there. Don't forget to take a picture and hashtag my sister and I using Supermama's Generation. And let us know which 7th Generation product you like. Paulina, any new 7th Generation products you're in love with right now?
Just the wipes. And I really like the wipes. And so I posted a picture earlier today about Sabina. She's actually, you know, she's always has that moco in her nose. Uh-huh. And now she's actually learned to just open the wipes and pull one out, or 10, and clean her nose 1,000 times. So, and it's very good and very soft on their skin, even on their face. So I love the wipes.
Well, I have something to share. Like, I actually use the wipes myself. No, oh. For the other end. I go through double the wipes in this home because we all use the 7th Generation wipes. Well, that's about it for this segment. And we'll be right back. And we're back once again with
Supermama pick or tip of the week. And this week, we are going to start with our guest, Alicia. Do you have a tip or pick for our listeners?
Yes, actually. We actually decided to stop using paper towels and napkins for like every day, like wiping our mouths during dinner. And we went ahead and bought some linens. And we thought it would just be one, cut down on costs, but also on environment. So like throwing away, you know, trash. So we strictly only use those paper towels as like for like really bad cleanups or something. But for the most part, we always use that. And the girls, my girls love it. They fold up their little linens. They put them away. They help us wash them. It's actually been nice. And it's also a lot softer apparently on the lips, what my little one has said.
They must look really cute using their little linens.
The little napkins.
Very royal.
Yes, very royal.
Very royal. Wait. So are they specific linen napkins that you use?
No, we just use 100% cotton, what we got from Amazon. Linens.
Send us a link.
Yes,
and we'll link it to you.
I love them because they're white and you could bleach them. You know, you can get any kind of like stains out of them or, you know, germs. So it's nice.
Oh.
We like them.
Yeah. Send us that link. I want to know. I'm totally going to jump on that train.
Yes. I will totally do that.
My little baby's already like a little man, and I would love to see him clean himself with a little linen.
You start him early.
Bricia, your pick or tip?
This week, I am going to share this hat that I bought for my little baby. It's called the I Play. That's the name of the brand. I Play Baby Solid Flap Sun Protection Hat. And, you know, it's summer. It's here. And we have to protect our babies from the sun and ourselves because we don't want wrinkles. And for I wish they made this for adults. Maybe they do. They do, right? Mm-hmm. I know. We live in Koreatown. You should see all these Korean women around Koreatown by my restaurant. No wonder they have great skin. Like, there's no sun that touches their face. But this hat, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like, it's got like...
It's como del Chavo del Ocho.
Right, yeah. Like, it's got like protection from the side. It covers the ears. So it covers sun from like the side and then also like from the front. It's not just like a regular hat. It's like the entire face almost. I can't. I'll post a link and a picture on our Instagram at @_supermamas and on our website on our show notes for today. That's my pick. Paulina?
Well, since we're talking about protection and summer and all, you know, I think I mentioned a couple of months ago about me burning my eyes mm-hmm. because I wasn't wearing my shades. So after that, I totally freaked out and I decided to start teaching my daughters to wear their sunglasses. And I bought each one a pair and I've been teaching them to every day wear them and they've actually got the hang of it. And I think we should all teach our kids to wear sunglasses because nowadays the atmosphere is not as it used to be. And it's very damaging to not only our skin, but our eyes and, you know, overall. So I think it's very important that since a young age, they should start learning how to wear sunglasses, hats and all of that. So my tip is teach your kids how to wear sunglasses.
Yeah. And they look cool and super cute.
They do.
Super cute. Well, that's our show for today. Thank you so much for being here, Alicia.
Thank you.
I am so glad that like our schedules aligned and you were in LA and we love you and thank you so much for taking the time and we hope that you move to LA. No, I'm just kidding. You're like, no, my parents are just moving to San Diego. I'm staying there.
No, thank you so much for having me. It was great meeting you guys.
Oh, and I wish you will be able to join our Supermama social, but next year,
definitely,
we'll put a date soon for next year, and we'll let you know so we can book you from now, so we know that you are available that day, so you can be in our social. But for those of you who need to get in, who would like to get in contact with Alicia's Alicia's, how can we contact you?
You can contact me through my Instagram page that has my email address on there, aliciasalicias@gmail.com.
And again, don't forget to follow her Instagram @aliciasalicias. And ladies, we have such great news for you guys. Great news. Well, great news for us. Exciting news for everybody else. We have just... I don't know how I even say it. Our Supermama social presenting sponsor is Target.
Yay!
I know, we are so excited. This was like a dream come true for us. I don't even know how the hell that happened.
Ask and you shall receive.
See, ladies, we preach, we do what we preach. How do you say that?
I don't know, but it just happened.
It just happened because we kept telling ourselves like, Target, we need to get Target, because we're such huge fans. And they will be our presenting sponsor for the social. And they have like so many cool things they're going to do at the social. You have no idea. You really do not want to miss this. Like, you totally do not want to miss the event. They're just doing so many cool things. And we cannot wait to have everybody there and share. But yeah, we're so excited that Target is our partner. And they will be our partner throughout the summer, going into the Supermama journey with my sister and I and all of you ladies. So we're so excited. So get your tickets today to the social, supermamasocial.com. Again, supermamasocial.com. Anything else you want to share, my sister?
Get them before they run out. We're just telling you, get them today. Get them now. Get them for your friends. Get them for your sisters, for your mom, for your... Remember.
Oh, and dads can come too.
dads can come. A lot of people have been asking that. I don't know. Dads can come. They should be taking care of the kids so you guys can have fun.
Yeah.
And remember, it's after nap time, before bedtime. So there's no excuses, ladies. Bring everybody. Bring the whole family. It's going to be so much fun. We have so many activities and surprises for you guys. SupermamaSocial.com. Get your tickets. And don't forget to follow us at _SupermamaS.
Wait, can you share the date? Because people could be listening to this in the way future. It could be 2020 right now. People are listening to this. So can you share the event?
July 9, 2016, from 1 to 5 p.m. at La Plaza de Culturas y Artes. Come and have fun with us. Join the sisterhood of Supermamas. Our social media at _Supermamas for Instagram and Twitter. Supermama Podcast on Facebook. And don't forget to join our closed group. We have new
moderators.
We are excited to share that Lola's Cocina, 2 Plus Luna, and from ABC to XYZ are joining our team of moderators, and they're going to be moderating the closed group. So
whatever that means.
So join our closed group, and it's growing, and it's so exciting just to be part of it. And thank you guys for all the love and support. And anything else?
Anything else? Oh my gosh. Besides that Target's presenting sponsor, I feel like that's big of a news already. So you guys all know how much we love Target. And
who doesn't love Target?
Yeah, we all know all of you guys love Target. Don't even try to front. Okay. Don't try to even pretend like Target. Like Target's the bomb, all right? So we're just excited. We'll see you guys there. Thank you again, Alicia, for being here. We love you. We love your art. And even getting to know you more today, if I had respect for you for your art before, now I have respect for you in another level as a mother, as a woman, a role model that you have for your daughter. I should buy your daughter's artwork now because it's probably going to be worth millions when she's older.
Thank you
for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Alicia, again, for the one and the gift that you gave us. We're going to post a picture on our Instagram, and don't be jealous, ladies. We got our cookies.
All right. We're out. Super Mamas.
Super Mamas.
Super Mamas.